Hey folks, happy Thursday wherever you're at today. This is my really quick update video and I trust you are well. Hey, as always, if you're new to my YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, let's see, down there, and there's a QR code I'll put in to subscribe to our email newsletter. Well, I'm having a great day. It is a sunny day here in France eventually. I was up at the crack of dawn today. Had to go and do a COVID test to get back into the US, and I did this in the summer, and you know, in France all healthcare is quote unquote free. Lots of taxes and everything's free. So they have no system for non-French residents really to get tested. It's always a bit of a nightmare, but grace, grace, grace. And looking forward to being back in the United States with my family. Hey, this coming Sunday, I'm gonna be in Sturbridge Worship Center in the morning, talking about heaven and earth, heaven meeting earth. There's a great psalm I'm gonna be preaching on. You know, the Jewish rabbis always talk about the psalm where it says, Jerusalem is like a city compacted. The old rabbis talked about Jerusalem above, Jerusalem below. And I'm gonna talk about the New Jerusalem and the new creation, the citizens of the New Jerusalem. Don't want to be missed that. Also be speaking on the same theme in the afternoon in Norwalk, Connecticut at 3 p.m. So I hope to see you for one of those. Boom. Hey, let me share something with you I was thinking about today. And it's such an obvious thing that many of us kind of know, but many of us forget. And I was just thinking about the joy of the Lord. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, Nehemiah 8 verse 10 says. And you can... joy is a weapon. Joy is something. There are times in our life where we, you know, you get a piece of good news, something great happens, and boom. It's funny, isn't it? Where you can be emotionally high, but that high never lasts. Have you ever had that experience of something great has happened and you're still rolling in the emotion of that, and at times you forget the actual great thing that happened, and yet you're still feeling it, and you're like, why am I feeling so great? And you remember. The problem with that is, if we're going to live on that roller coaster, when bad things happen to us, we lose our joy. And, you know, we can often live like this sort of yo-yo thing where we're roller coaster, we're full of joy, we're depressed, we're full of joy, we're depressed. And real quick thought for you today, but heaven is full of joy. Psalm 16:11 says, in God's presence there is fullness of joy. At his right hand the pleasures forevermore. And we are going to spend all eternity in an ecstasy that we cannot comprehend. You know, I was sharing this in my church last week, but any of these testimonies of anybody who ever went to heaven, 5 minutes in heaven, half an hour in heaven, they never want to come back. They never want to come back. Or they want to come back and fulfill the mission or share the gospel with the family, if you will. But they want taste of heaven and you never, ever, ever want to come back. I really believe that. And here's the great thing, though. We can experience anything that's in heaven right now. We can experience it right now here on the earth. Now, I think anything we experience here on the earth we'll always experience partially. In part, not in its fullness. But I don't think God has ever, it's not like God said you can have this much and not more. What the limiter, the ceiling on how much you and I can walk in today is really the limit of our own hunger, the limit of our own faith, the limit of our thirst after God. And I just want to give you one key that's really helped me over the years in accessing the joy of the Lord. I'll just quote the verse, 1 Peter 1 verse 8 says, believing, pause, think about that, believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So three things in one verse. Number one, believing, faith. Number two, you rejoice. It's like literally the imperative of the verb, rejoice. It's something you do and you end up in joy inexpressible, joy unspeakable and full of glory. I think if all of us are honest, we'd love to live the rest of our lives here on the earth in joy unspeakable and full of glory. How do we do that? Number one, we start with faith. Yeah. You know, the key to accessing all the emotions of God, and it is not to beg God to give you those emotions. Dear God, tell me you love me. Come and show your love. Pour your love out on me. Rather, it's to believe by faith, that the love of God is being shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, Romans 5, verse 5. And the key to accessing God's peace is faith. The key to accessing his love is faith. And the key to accessing his joy is faith. So how do we walk in the joy of the Lord? Number one, just believe you're there. Believe that there is a fountain of joy within you. With joy we draw waters from the wells of salvation. But it has to start with faith. There are times in your walk and in mine where God will sovereignly come and give us a taster, like the, you know, somebody with a tray at Costco or something. Somebody, it's like at times the Lord sovereignly will come to a church or an individual and give us something we didn't even know was there, a little taste of glory divine, a taste of what's actually going on in heaven. And the danger with that is we become addicted to experiences. That's wrong. Well, the danger as well is that when the experiences run out, we're seeking after another experience, or we develop a theology around our lack of experience. We say, wow, in the 90s, God came and poured joy out on the church. And we're here like jolly little Christians waiting at the bus stop, waiting for the next revival, waiting for the next outpouring. You know, in the mid-90s, when the Lord came and just poured supernatural joy on the church, what he was doing is saying, guys, wake up. This is normal. This is normal. In 1980, late 84, maybe early 85, God came and supernaturally gave me the gift of tongues. I woke up one morning speaking in tongues, half asleep, half awake. But what God did supernaturally was to show me, Graham, you can do this every day. You can do this day in and day out. You can wake up every morning and speak in tongues. You can stay, you can speak in tongues. The sovereign came to reveal the normative. And I tell you, we have access to the joy of the Lord right now. How do we do it? Really, there's two things we do. There's one he does. We believe, take the promises of God. Psalm 4 verse 7, you have put joy in my heart more than when the grain and the new wine abounds. You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills will break before you with singing. Take those verses about joy and bury them in your heart and believe them. Not believe them because you feel them, believe them by faith. You know, if every day we'd get up and say, I have joy. Dun, 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 dun. I have supernatural joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm overflowing with joy. You may not see it, but I'm not moved by what I see. My point is, we have joy. A man will have joy by the answer of his mouth. And you can have joy receiving it by faith in God's word alone. Number one. Number two, what do you then do? Faith without works is dead. So there's a place when the joy of the Lord hits us that we're going to laugh and cry and roll on the floor and just tears in our eyes celebrate. But you can actually do that by faith. It's like letting the bucket down, and you can begin rejoicing in the Lord. And whether that's laughing or simply getting up and saying, Lord, I rejoice in you. I don't rejoice because I've got some high pent up emotion within me. I'm doing this by faith, Lord. I am right now rejoicing in you. You are a good God. I'm singing. You can dance by faith. You can clap your hands. You can celebrate by faith. And as you do that, the Spirit of God will then lead you into step number three, joy unspeakable and full of glory. The joy of the Lord doesn't so much come down from heaven. Rather, it's released out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So I encourage you today to practice. Practice believing, practice rejoicing by faith, and see what Holy Spirit produces in your life. Selah. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Hope to connect with you sooner in person. Drop me a comment, share this video, hit that subscribe button, or subscribe to our email newsletter. Should be one of those going out tomorrow, and I'll see you soon in the plan of God. Bye for now.